Half the world is woman.
Half the world is woman, until now kept out of the way.
This is United Nations Radio, with the sixth and last program in a special series devoted to International Women's Year, 1975. As legal and other reforms are gradually breaking down some of the tangible barriers which have prevented women from assuming equal rights and responsibilities in areas traditionally dominated by men, another kind of obstacle, perhaps the most difficult, is being faced. It concerns attitudes. Mrs. Sandlund of Sweden gives a concrete example.
We cannot successfully claim an equal participation of women in the production and in political life and trade union activities if we at the same time are demanding women to have the full responsibility for home and children.
Mrs. Kubota of Japan agrees on the need for a more equitable sharing of responsibilities.
When both man and wife have jobs, the tendency is the wife bears greater burdens, both physically and psychologically.
This calls for a radical change in the traditions and attitudes and a new perception of the sex and family roles in society.
And that was Ruth Jacoby, first secretary of the Swedish Foreign Ministry, who emphasizes that changes in the traditional female role imply changes in the traditional male role.
The need for these far-reaching changes applies to developed and developing countries alike. The problems may differ from one country to another, but the ultimate goal must be the same.
Ghanaian High Court Justice Anijaga agrees, but she sees the struggle for equality between men and women as part of a broader commitment.
I don't think that this world will be destroyed by an atomic explosion. I think it will be destroyed by the explosion of injustice. And that is why the question of the liberation of women is so very basic, because it is a manifestation of injustice. And if it goes, other manifestations of injustice must go with it. The unjust world economic situation must go with it. The unjust racial discrimination must go with it.
Margaret Mead, the American anthropologist, feels there should be greater emphasis on what women can contribute when they get their rights.
Can't we see that because the world has been so divided between the roles of one sex and the roles of another, we've had incomplete communities, and that if we work together, but with an emphasis on what we can do after we get our rights, we may be able to build a world which is peaceful and is one in which children can grow up safely.
U.S. magazine editor Norman Cousins puts it this way.
And the unique contribution I believe that women can make to the problems of our time is that they come to it with a deep respect for life. And it may well be that the realization by women that they do have something to contribute to human destiny has come perhaps just in the nick of time.
And so International Women's Year continues to engage the attention of governments, organizations, and individuals in a campaign to promote awareness and in a plan of action on behalf of equality, development, and peace. Meanwhile, among recent signs of progress,
Democratic Yemen has outlawed polygamy. France has a new abortion law. Mexico has approved an equal rights amendment to its constitution.
But she's coming out now, has things to say.
And this is United Nations Radio. The song, Half the World is Woman, was written and sung by Jacqueline LeMay.
The world is woman, until now.